If we're really seeking unity for this ummah, if we're really seeking success for this ummah, if we are really seeking and want to have a strong ummah to stand for what it believes, this ummah has to be united in one belief, united in one way, united around their Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when we have these groups, these different sects among the Muslims, they break the unity. Unite Muslim in what? What's the common sense or the common thing can unite them? You will see that the dispute among these sects reach to the highest level, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His existence. They do not have the same common belief about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Most of these sects, you will see that in Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, the key for Islam, the key for Jannah, we do not agree with these sects about the meaning of this shahada, as you will see some of them. And all act of worship, there's groups, some of them add to it, something is not exist in it. So in order to bring the Muslims, to unite the Muslims again, there is something it called purification, tasfiyah. Purification, to purify Islam from what been added to it. And in order to purify Islam, to go to the main source, to the pure Islam, you have to know these sects and what they add to Islam in order to avoid them. Also, one of the reasons, and there's a lot, but I will end with this, for me to talk about this subject, to show who is the sect, which is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam promised this sect or this group, they are going to be the group who will be saved in the dunya and in the day of judgment. The group which is going to be giving support from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and success in this dunya and in the day of judgment. Al-firqatu al-najiyah wa al-ta'ifatu al-mansura. To know Ahl al-Sunnah wa al-Jama'ah, you will know or you realize the importance of their manhaj, of their methodology. You will realize the importance of learning about them when you see how these groups and deviant sects dealt with Islam and how they gone astray from the right path. Before we start talking about the sect, there are several introductions we have to go through it today. Inshallah, tomorrow we'll start with talking about the sect. Hopefully we can cover these introductions because it's very important. What the meaning of the word al-iftiraq? The word al-iftiraq. And al-iftiraq or al-firaq, which it means al-iftiraq, dispute, firaq, it means groups. It's amazing when you look to the meaning of this word in Arabic language. The meaning of firaq, groups, sects. The word in Arabic, firaq, which is this one. Al-iftiraq in Arabic, the opposite of al-ijtima'. Dispute, the opposite of agree upon. People agree upon something, the opposite of it, dispute. They dispute something. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Hold tight to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rope and don't have difference between you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the husband and wife, إِيَّ تَفَرَّقَا يُغْنِ اللَّهُ كُلًّا مِّن سَعَتِهِ. If they separated, see the same word, iftiraq here. The first one, difference, the first verse. Second verse, if they separated from each other, the husband and wife. See, so he used the word iftiraq in a term of separation. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Al-Bay'an, the buyer and seller, Bil-Khiyari Ma'lam Yatafarraqa. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the buyer and seller, they have the options to go to finish this deal, or the business transactions, or to cancel the deal, unless they will separate it from each other, move from each other. In this case, the buying and selling is done. You can't say, no, I don't want. See? So, iftiraq, the word dispute, if you come to the Arabic, the root of this word, it means separations. It means difference. It means dividing. It means being astray. It means in Arabic to being cut off. It means to leave the group. Iftiraq, it means there's a group, you leave them. It means individualism. The iftiraq, individualism. It means also something different or special, and not special in a good sense, a special shudud, which means something different and wrong. This is the meaning of this word in Arabic. You see, in Sharia, we said, At-tafarruq fi al-deen. Dispute in religion. Or they have difference in their religion. Kama qala al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Jewish, they divided themselves to 71 groups in their religion. And there is another kind of meaning of iftiraq, but not iftiraq in the religion, no, iftiraq in the jama'ah. Jama'ah, it means the group. Iftiraq, it means, who can figure out? Separating themselves from the jama'ah. Coming out of the jama'ah. Coming against the jama'ah. Will not follow the way of the jama'ah. They will be gone astray from the path of the jama'ah. See? So this is another meaning come in Sharia. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever will leave jama'ah, qayd al-shibr, he will die as, he will die mita jahiliyyah. So yamut mita jahiliyyah. He will die as if he has among the jahiliyyin, the ignorance. Or khala' ribqat al-islam min unuqih. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, when he mentioned in jama'ah, he meant by al-jama'ah the religion. The religion. And the truth. So dispute or iftiraq from the jama'ah means to leave the truth. To leave the truth. To leave the right path. Or to leave the people who are holding to the truth. And whom the people who are holding to the truth? Huh? What do you think? Who's the people we guarantee that they were holding to the truth? Can you witness for anybody else than the Prophet's companions? No, because they are the only people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala witnessed that they are in the right path. Allah said, لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ. Allah is pleased with those people who give bay'ah to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He pleased with the Sahaba. Allah praised the Sahaba. So those are the people who are holding to the right path. So when somebody is separating himself from them, after they die, by separating himself from their ways, he is making dispute in Ummah. He's making dispute. He's leaving the Jama'ah. There is two words in Arabic. It may not be in English exist. The first word, iftiraq, which is what we're talking about. The another word, it's called ikhtilaf, which difference in opinions. Different opinions.